I am Piero Lumumba here at the nice solar gardens, Limuru, Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. Today, we want to talk about a subject that deserves a focus. When we talk about the colonial project, when we talk about the big colonizers of Europe, we talk about them in the past tense, as if their colonial appetite died. When we situate our conversation and we talk about the 1945 UN Charter, and we talk about the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and we talk about self-determination of peoples, we forget that there are countries in the world, particularly in Europe, which still control territories that are many times, many miles removed from their countries. And the culprits in this regard are United Kingdom and France particularly. Let us look at some of the areas where they still have a presence. In Africa, there are not very many. The island of Mayotte, which is on the Indian Ocean, is still treated as a province of France and is actually controlled by France, and the people of Mayotte travel using French passport and even participate in the debate. And it's important to point out this, because this tells you that the colonial project, even in the 21st century, is alive and well. In different parts of the world, we have countries such as Martinique, we have countries such as French Guinea, we have countries such as Suriname, we have countries in the Pacific such as Tahiti, which are still directly governed from Paris. And this in itself is important to talk about because it has geopolitical implications, because countries in this part of the world sometimes find themselves in a difficult situation where, when they are dealing with countries such as France, particularly as regards resources relating to the sea. If you look at the question of the exclusive economic zone and the territorial sea and the exclusive economic zone are measured on the basis of the islands which are controlled by France, and France therefore will claim that these are countries which we control and they are part of our territory. That in itself tells you that the colonial project is still alive and well. The British are also very present. If you come to Gibraltar, just in Gibraltar, the British still have direct control of Gibraltar, and they are not only there. You find them in the Turks and Caicos. You find them in Anguilla. You find them in the Cayman's Island. And all these are British overseas territories which are governed under British law, and where British law, however nuanced, is still dominant. And once again, one of the problems that it brings forth is these issues that relate to the resources of the sea, particularly when one is determining what is the territorial sea and what is the exclusive economic zone and who actually benefits from it. Many of us will remember the Falklands War, which was fought between the British and Argentina. And during that war, the British came all the way, thousands of miles, in order to protect what they said was their island. And what had happened over the years, of course, is that they had populated the island with their people who then were under British protection. And it is not lost on us, or lost on all of us, that the island is called the Falkland Island, but the Argentinians call it the Malvinas. And that particular problem is not resolved. The resolution of it will only come at a time when we as the world are able to address the issue of colonization in its latter-day form by addressing these countries and telling them. We cannot, on the one hand, say that the colonial project ended and yet you continue to directly rule territories far removed from your countries, and you want to control their resources and the manner in which they do things. And it's not going to be easy, yet it is a debate and a conversation that we must have in order to send the colonial project to the grave once and for all. Why is it important that this must be done? It is important that we look at these directly controlled territories for a number of reasons. Number one, to ensure that the peoples in those worlds are capable of controlling their affairs and doing so fully. And we have seen that a number of countries, particularly in the Caribbean, are now beginning to say that we must, in the nature of things, begin to think differently. It is important to note that in Trinidad and Tobago, I think they have now decided to bring down the statue of Christopher Columbus. Trinidad and Tobago are now saying, even the vestiges of relationship that we had with the United Kingdom in terms of having the king or the monarch as the titular head, that must end. Barbados is also doing the same thing. In that part of the world, we see countries such as Guyana, Jamaica, are coming out in the forefront of saying that we cannot allow countries which were former colonizers and which want to continue to perpetuate colonization through the systems. And I think that it is important that this particular issue be addressed directly by organizations such as the United Nations, so that we are able to ask ourselves difficult yet fundamental questions. How are we going to bring an end to former colonizers continuing the process of colonization by directly ruling countries and ensuring that they stay in those territories? And the real reason why they stay in those countries is because of the resources that are found in those countries. And the resources are not just in terms of what we know, particularly in areas such as oil and gas. It is also the resources of the sea. We now know that quite a number of resources are contained in the sea, and as I've already indicated, the fact that these islands enable France particularly and the United Kingdom to have large swathes of exclusive economic zone is something that ought to worry the world. The second reason why it is important to address these issues is one of security. Because when these countries say that they control these territories, then there are geopolitical issues. And these geopolitical issues are a threat to world peace. And if one ever doubted that that was the case, the Falklands issue that we have already talked about, or the Malvinas issue, is one such as those, because it enables the French, it enables the British to position their military hardware in those particular areas in a manner that creates animosity with the countries with which they are neighbors, and sometimes even contiguous. The other thing that is important is that they deny people to enjoy the fuller flavor of their culture, because what these countries do is that they ensure that the laws that are used for purposes of even allowing companies to incorporate in those areas is laws that are dictated to them from the mother country. And we see these, as I've already said, in countries such as Mayotte. We see these in the Cayman Island, which becomes safe haven for monies which are hidden by money launderers. We see these in Turks and Caicos. And we see these in countries such as Anguilla. So that when these countries want to do things that are not in conformity with international law, or are not in conformity with what the world desires, then these are the territories that are used for purposes of ensuring that they hide their heads so that they cannot be discovered by the rest of the world. The other thing that is important, as I've already said, is that it allows them to express themselves militarily by making the claim that we are in our territories anyway. And we see France, we see the British expressing themselves in this way by positioning their war material and other necessary hardware in those territories, and therefore causing some kind of discomfort to the countries that neighbor these little islands. So what emerges from this conversation, this very general survey about the continued direct control of countries, particularly countries which are island countries, by the former colonizers, is in itself a warning to the world that the colonial project has not ended, that the colonial project is still camouflaged, that the erstwhile colonizer still wears masks to avoid recognition by the international community. But the reality is that they continue to hold this appetite, and that it is important for the world to have its guards up. Otherwise, it is possible for colonization to come about and to be reinforced in very subtle ways. Colonization, direct or indirect, is undesirable. It is inimical to human nature. And the colonizers must be told so in no uncertain terms. And it is our duty to say it so. Thank you. Let us have a short break as we continue with our conversation regarding issues on the mother continent, Africa.